We invite the children to come forward and sit on the ground right down in here. This is where we have our special sermon message for them, ages 2 or 3 up through 6th grade. Today I brought my basket. You'll have to guess what's in it. Do you think that going before God might be a little scary? If you ever see somebody that's really important, like the President of the United States or a general, you might be just a little nervous to meet them, right? Because they're so important. Or even a celebrity or somebody that you would love to meet and shake their hand. You'd be a little nervous. You might not even look them in the eye. You might not recognize them up close. But when... That's wonderful. When you are brought before God, what is it going to be like? We want to talk about that. I'm going to show a couple pictures on the screen about the courtroom. Have you ever heard of a courtroom? What happens in a courtroom, Zach? Where people are brought to justice. The law has to stand, and if somebody does something wrong, there has to be a decision. Who's the person that does the deciding in a courtroom? What's he called? Arjun. The judge. Go ahead. There he is. Oh, he's pretty intimidating looking. If you can imagine that that would happen, you would stand before him, and then he hits his hammer when he's done with the whole discussion, and he brings about a judgment. Next one. Do you know what that hammer is called? It is wood, so it's a mallet, but in a courtroom, it's called a gavel. A gavel. He drops his gavel and the judgment is made. And what do you expect? If somebody is guilty, they get sentenced. That could be an awful thing, right? You probably have not seen it. I have. They come in, they put handcuffs on somebody, and they take them to jail. And going to jail is not a fun thing because, boy, you can't move around. They put you behind bars. You now can only be able to do what they tell you to do. But if he says not guilty, he drops the gavel and he says, "You're free to go." He smiles, right? You're happy. You get to leave and go back to your normal way of life. Now, if you were ever in that courtroom and you heard this, next one, the verdict not guilty, would you be happy? What if you were looking down all the time while you were being judged and you didn't know who the judge was, but you heard the voice and that made you look up because it was your grandma? If your grandma was the judge, would you be scared?
No.
Your grandpa? No. Your mom or dad? And especially not if they were to look at you and say, "You're my dearest. I love you. You are not guilty. You are free to go." Isn't that good news? And that's what it's going to be like for us because we are children of God. Now, in the Old Testament lesson, he talked about coming before God and this was there. Can you read that? What is that? It says the book of life. And he put the book down. And he opened the book. You know what's in the book? It's all the names that are written. All the names that are written. Brooke, would you do this for me and pass these out to everybody? The book of life. If you look behind that, okay, next one. This is what the children are getting because each of you has been forgiven in Christ. God has said, "Don't be afraid. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I paid for everything. You are mine." So, there you go. Here, take one and pass it on around. That's good. Here, I'll take the rest of them. You got to have one. There you go. Take it, pass it around, Andrew. There you go. The reason I want you to have this is I want you to take this home and put it on your refrigerator. Maybe you'll get a chip clip when you go to the parade because we're giving chip clips out. And you can clip that to your refrigerator. Oh, there they are. Oh, man, now you're making me get my exercise. There you go. And you need to know and remember, the judge isn't scary because the judge is, you can keep that, honey. You can keep that. The judge is Jesus, and Jesus has already forgiven you. You may return to your seats.